Oh, it was a tremendous comfort because so much was going against us. And again, there people did the peaceful nonviolent civil disobedience, often called rescuing, in different parts of the country in the late 80s when and early 90s when all this was happening with us. But let's just say that Oregon is a different planet when it comes to, you know, there was some more Bible Belt, you know, locations where there was kind of a, oh, you know, some people at least respected the fact that people were doing this. And yeah, a lot of people didn't understand and didn't appreciate it. But here, as just a extremely adversarial climate where, you know, people could chain themselves to a tree to keep it from being cut down and be respected and do other forms of protest. But this particular thing was unthinkable. And so, yeah, just to the perspective of knowing what Jesus went through, and of course what we went through is nothing compared to what he went through, and what he did was redemptive and voluntary and all of that, but just to know God understands. Yeah, I mean, he's been through this, and to be falsely accused, which we were repeatedly, and be able to say, okay, it doesn't matter whether I'm popular. I mean, that actually helped me a great deal, because I'll tell you what, when I have some author friends, lots of dear friends, that are pretty sensitive about the criticisms of their books, and they get a bad review, and they're devastated. Well, after what we went through, people not liking my books, it does not bother me.